We did a lot of singing, a lot of different readings, because we did a journey, an odyssey, as it will, through the Advent season of what we've done this upcoming beginning of the winter time and before Christmas. It all started with hope, and I talked about hope, and that hope isn't wishing for something good. It's seeing something good beyond and having patience to wait for it. And then the second thing that we talked about the next week, we talked about peace. And peace is something that if you want peace in your own life, you're going to have to give it to somebody else. If you want peace, you've got to sow peace. Because if you sow hate and you sow anger and you sow discord, that's exactly what you're going to get back. So if you want peace, you've got to sow peace. You know, I reminded you of some of my, without giving names, some of my family adventures as I was growing up with my young children, and how they had discord, and the reason they had discord was because I had discord. And if I wanted them to have peace, then I had to sow peace. Then we talked about this last week, we talked about joy, or a couple weeks ago we talked about joy. And joy is not happiness. It's not based on what's happening. It's based on who you are and what's on the inside. That you can be joyful even when things aren't going right. And this last week, we wanted to focus on love. And that love is something you need to give away. You need to share it and you need to give it away. And when you give it away, it'll come back to you. It's like what the Bible says, is cast your bread upon the water, and in time it'll come home to you on every way. Love is something you need to give away. And so now, as I get ready to share with you what I want to talk to you about tonight, because see, that wasn't my sermon. See, now my sermon is coming up, okay? But before I do that, I'm going to light the Christ candle, which is the finality of our journey through Advent. As I light the Christ candle, I just want to share briefly a little bit about the theme. The theme of our evening tonight is to be in His presence. See, I don't believe in having church services just to have church services. I don't believe in having ceremony just to have ceremony. Because to me, it's not about ceremony and coming to a church service, because that doesn't really save anybody, that doesn't really convert anybody. But what can happen in a church service or what can happen in a meeting can convert someone, but it's not something that I can do for you, it's something that God has to do for you. I've spent my whole life trying to get people to realize that Christ loves them and that He was real and that He wants to have a life with you, but in reality, I can't convince anybody of anything. I can share with them what I believe and what I feel and what I know and what I know to be true, and that's not going to necessarily convince anybody. It's got to be God that has to convince them. It's got to be the Spirit of God, because He is real. And as long as I continue to pray for someone, as long as I continue to share with them, my hopes is that the Spirit of God will get a hold of them and God's presence will make the change. It always has to be God. Some almost 40 years ago, His presence came into my life, and He changed me. And now I know Christ is real. You see, you can argue with me all you want to. I know Jesus Christ is real. He's changed my life. He's walked with me. He's talked with me. He spoke to me. I've spoke with Him. I've studied His Word, and I'm totally convinced that what is between these pages is exactly the truth, because Jesus said it was the truth. Many words that He spoke to us are true, and His presence is real. And many people continue to push Him away. Tonight, we want to celebrate His presence. He comes to love us and to care for us. He didn't come to condemn us. He came to love us. This season, I've been sharing with a lot of the nursing homes and several different places, my little tree. I've told you this is my favorite little tree. This Christmas tree is my favorite little tree. You see this little tree right here? It's my favorite little tree. You know, some of you would look at the beauty of these trees. We've got a wonderful Christmas tree in our house. It's really nice. It's all decorated. It was real easy. It was a 1, 2, 3, put it together, and the lights were already there, and everything pretty much fell down. And, you know, it was automatic beautiful. It was gorgeous. And in my parents-in-law's house, it's a beautiful tree. We got beautiful trees all over the place. Look at this gorgeous tree. We got a gorgeous tree back there. But I'm going to tell you, out of all the trees, this has become my favorite. This is my favorite. Because this tree is like who I used to be. This tree was like who I used to be. Just a little, helpless little tree. Until Christ came into my life and changed my life. And gave me a purpose and gave me a reason to live. This is the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And in the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, we see, in the Charlie Brown Christmas show, we see something happen that you don't see in a lot of Christmas specials. In a lot of Christmas specials that you see that come out nowadays, it usually doesn't have anything to do about with God. It's usually about Santa Claus, which is okay, or it's about Frosty the Snowman, or it's about, you know, Jack Frost, or some other, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, take your pick. It's some other character that really doesn't exist, that really is except for Santa Claus, of course. He exists, right? St. Nicholas has always been there. But you don't see too many shows that present Christ. You don't see too many shows that are made that present the real reason for Christ. And there's one that is very special, Charlie Brown Christmas, and I want to show that video right now. Let's see that video.
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it. What a treat! I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but
now it's interesting. You hear Linus's soliloquy, what he was speaking about. What Linus was speaking about came from the Bible. And it's interesting because we don't see that very often where the scripture is quoted in the Bible. And I just want to read that and where it came from. It comes from the book of Luke, the second chapter. And this is what's written in the book of Luke. It says, Now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you in this day the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign unto you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That is exactly what Linus just quoted. And Linus is a fantastic character in the Charles Schulz world, because you see Linus carrying that blanket around everywhere. And you see him carrying that blanket around? I've got like a little grandson that carries his blanket around everywhere. It's sort of his comfort blanket. Linus is carrying that comfort blanket. And earlier in the show, Lucy gets on him and says, "Linus, why are you carrying that? Stop carrying that stupid blanket around." And she tells him to drop the blanket. And throughout the whole show, Linus is carrying that blanket, and he won't let go of that blanket. But do you notice that when he begins to speak the word, when he begins to quote the Bible, he drops the blanket that no one can get from him ever, he gives it up and pitches it to the ground. And if you notice, if you'll see that, that's exactly when he pitches it to the ground and he begins to read the Bible. He's able to give up what he could normally, and it sort of looks like this blanket. After he speaks, Charlie begins to take the little tree and takes it, and he's walking past Snoopy's doghouse. You see that part of the show? Remember that part of the show? He's walking past Snoopy's doghouse, and it's got lights all over the place and bulbs and this commercialism, you know, and Charlie Brown is disgusted by it. He puts the little tree down, and he goes over, and he takes one ornament, and he places it on a tree, and the tree begins to collapse. And he looks at the tree, and he just gives up, and he begins to walk away. And all the kids are following him, and Linus is following him, and he's got his blanket again, and he comes to it, and he looks at the little tree. He says, "You know what? It's not such a bad little tree after all. I never thought it was a bad little tree." And he takes his blanket, begins to wrap it around the tree, and prop it up, and all the kids go around and decorate it. And that little tree that was once this little broken little tree, it becomes beautiful and gorgeous. That's what God's presence does for someone. But let me just say this. God didn't come to make you a better person of who you already are. He didn't come to make you a better you. He came to give you life. He came to give you life. Because you can't, you can be a better you, no doubt. You can do better things. But see, that's not what God's purpose is for you to become a goody-goody two-shoe person, to be better. What he wants you to be is alive. Alive to him. He wants you to know that he exists. And he wants you to know that he loves you. And that he's a real person. And he wants to walk with you. We sing all those kind of songs. "And he walks with me, and he talks with me. Tells me I am his own." That's God's presence. And when God's presence comes into your life, he can make you alive to him, that you know that he's real. And that you know that he's alive. And that he's coming again. That's what Christmas is all about. So that you can drop your blanket and comfort somebody else and love somebody else. I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward again. And we're going to sing the song Messiah. I said before I started, I don't do services just to make us feel good and just to commit, just to do a ceremony. I do them to let people know that God is real. And I want you to know that He's alive. And we celebrate Christmas every year, but every year we come 1 year closer to seeing Him face to face. And to me, that's the most exciting thing.
As we sing.